COVID-19 is actually making already vulnerable people more vulnerable and more susceptible, if they're not already being trafficked, to being trafficked.
Carly Church is a human trafficking crisis intervention counselor in Ontario and a survivor herself. She says reaching out to victims of sex trafficking has been more challenging because of COVID-19.
So before COVID-19, I was actually able to do a lot of proactive work where we would go meet with individuals in hotels where police would clear the room, and then I would go in and offer support. And that we haven't been able to do that at this point.
But sex trafficking is not decreasing. Ashley Frenson-Tingley from the Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline says they've had a steady number of calls even once the lockdown started. And something else has transpired in those calls.
Some survivors have expressed that, you know, social distancing and quarantine measures or self-isolation measures are extremely triggering to them. Being told where to go and, you know, to wear a mask and things like that, those are in ways to trigger memories about their trafficking situation.
Young people have also been more online since the lockdown, putting them at risk of online traffickers.
It's easier for a trafficker to sit behind a computer screen and actually reach out to multiple people, hoping that one or two bite.
Early numbers suggest the dark web is active, says Kayla Yama, clinical director of a victim support center in Ontario.
The newest data is coming from Alberta, and they've seen over a 50% increase in child exploitation since March, and they're expecting that those numbers continue.
That's significant, considering child exploitation includes luring and grooming, and that a quarter of all human trafficking victims are under the age of 18.
And the reason for that is because traffickers are seeking people that are vulnerable. This might be somebody's first experience. Many young people identify their trafficker as their boyfriend.
It's worth pointing out that most sex trafficking, unlike labor trafficking, is domestic. It's less risky for traffickers to lure vulnerable people from their own community rather than crossing guarded international borders, which is different for the Johns, according to Frenson-Tingley.
What we are hearing anecdotally is that because of the difference in our federal laws around sex work in Canada, that there is much more focus on prosecuting traffickers than there is on sex buyers. And so we do hear that sex buyers are crossing the border coming into Canada more so than we hear victims are being moved across the border south.
That would, I'm guessing, be very much impacted with the closing of the border right now.
You bet. Yeah, you bet. There's no tourism type of travel happening between our two countries.
Visitors might not be allowed to cross the border right now, but truck drivers are still working. The American organization Truckers Against Trafficking helps truckers recognize the signs of human trafficking so they can be part of the fight against it. They were recently able to expand to Canada.
Because we know that drivers are crossing those international borders. And so we want, you know, wherever they may be, to have that easy number to call to report this crime.
Esther Gutsch says their in-person training and events have been impacted by the pandemic, but they're still providing online training and videos free of access for all.
We want people to be looking for those individuals that, you know, may be frightful, not be making eye contact.
Since the organization began 10 years ago, close to 2,500 calls have been made by truckers to the U.S. National Human Trafficking Hotline, helping identify over 1,000 victims.
When we are out there training industry professionals and law enforcement, we hear that same refrain all the time of, now I know what I was looking at. Now I know what to do.
For WBFO News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini in Toronto.